Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and I got a full studio in here with me right now as we're going to be talking about the performance of Beauty and the Beast. It's going to be April 8th and 9th at the Calumet Theater, so we've got a co-director and some people that are performing in the show. We have Heather French, who is a Lake Linden High School English teacher. She is also the co-director on this play. And from Calumet High School, we have Hannah Karanimi and Jacob Mihalich. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Heather, let me go ahead and start with you. Why was Beauty and the Beast selected for this play?
When we started talking about this, we really wanted to do a musical. And Dave Hines, my other co-director, English teacher at Calumet, we started talking about things, and he said, well, make a list of your top five favorite musicals you've ever seen. Okay, so I did that. And he said, all right, now go find out how much the royalties are and how much it costs to do one of those plays. And I really quickly ticked off three of them because they were incredibly expensive. But then we approached MTI, and they do all the rights for Disney productions. And they were willing to give us a really decent break because we're a small group. We're not really trying to turn much of a profit. You know, we just like to cover the cost of our productions. And we did have a grant in place that we received from Keweenaw Community Foundation's Youth Advisory Council. It's a mouthful. I hope I got it right. So with that and what the drama club had in its coffers, we were able to do this show, and this was on my list.
What about the Beauty and the Beast? The story or the music was made it high on your list?
I saw it in New York in 1999 on Broadway, and it was amazing, and it has stuck with me forever. It was one of my favorite Disney movies growing up, and I it was something I knew that we could do. I know the kids that are in the drama program at Calumet. I knew the kids I would be able to pull in from Lake Linden. And between that group, I knew we had the vocals to back it up this year. And when we come across something like that, we try and do a musical. We've only done three ever in the course of 12 years. So, you know, they've got to be a special group of kids to be able to pull it off. And we knew this group could.
Well, I do like your choice of shows. I saw Beauty and the Beast live in Disney World at Hollywood Studios. They've been performing it there for years. And it's, I'm sure, different in some degree to what you saw on Broadway. But it still was, you know, bringing the cartoon that we all know and love to life. And it was really something. And for my wife, that's one of those stories that, you know, touch her soul. You know, she's very close to it. So she's not listening to this program right now, but I'm planning on taking her to see this. So I know it will be a good surprise. So I'm glad that, you know, you were able to bring this. You know, we get a lot of, you know, nice shows that come in here. The Calumet Players do a lot of terrific productions and, of course, different drama clubs throughout the area. But it's not always we get one that we, you know, all would pay to go see anywhere it would be playing, you know, that it would have that much recognition. And this
right.
is one of those shows.
And it will not be in the area again anytime soon. With the rights process, they limit the amount of times and even the radius that it can be performed. So it won't be in Duluth or Minneapolis or anything for probably at least a year and a half, 2 years. Because we got the rights for it.
And I get a chance to interview a lot of people who are both directing and performing these different shows, whether they're a play or an opera, and a lot of times I have no idea what they're talking about. I know a lot about Beauty and the Beast. So, Hannah, let me start with you. Who are you playing?
I am the Beast.
Okay, now that just threw that just threw me for a complete loop.
Yeah.
Okay. What goes into getting ready to play that part?
The biggest part of it is learning who my character is and being able to get into it. Obviously, I'm a female, and playing a male part, I have to speak from my lower register instead of talking from my chest like I usually do. That's the hardest part about it.
Okay. Is there a lot of costuming and makeup going on to be able to pull that off?
Yes. It's actually very complicated. There's a couple of changes that I have to do where I have to take all of my makeup off, put human makeup back on, change my costume so that I'm human again, as you know, the play. So it's going to be interesting.
And Jacob, now if you tell me you're Belle, I'm going to be really surprised.
No, I'm the audio technician.
Okay, so you're working on behind the scenes stuff there. So how much is going on in a production like this?
For this production especially, there's a lot going on. I'm going to be controlling all the music for the background, and also we're miking each person individually, so everyone in the audience will be able to hear each actor for the entire show.
Oh, that's definitely important. Now, how many productions have you worked on so far?
This will be my third production with the drama club.
And how do you like doing this, working the technical side?
I like the technical side a lot more because it's an aspect of theater that a lot of people don't think about, and it gives you great skills for the rest of your life.
Well, in any kind of show business, and they'll say the same thing in television, and you know, if you people who work in TV, they always, a lot of them will say they want to be on camera. Well, for every one person there is in front of the camera, there's 10 of them behind, you know, doing, making it all possible. And without all of those people doing what they do, the people in front of the camera wouldn't have a shot. It just wouldn't work. And same thing, I guess, with the actors that are up on stage. Without you folks, it doesn't happen.
There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes at any production you see. So that's correct.
So when did you start preparing to do this show?
February.
Oh, that's not that much time.
It's really not. Nope.
Okay, and so what kind of schedule do you have to do to get ready?
We ran a schedule of about 3 to 4 practices a week, one of them being a dedicated music practice, the other ones doing blocking and figuring out where everybody was going, working on lines together. You know, because of the Calumet Theater and all the different scenes that we have to change, we had to do a little bit of changing and manipulating of a few lines to make things work. So, you know, getting those all hashed out and figured out. And a huge thing that we tackled right before spring break, because technically we are on spring break right now and still doing practices and rehearsals and stuff, we did choreography. There's a couple big musical numbers that these kids are involved in, and everybody has to know where they're going and how it all plays out. And then we also have a huge fight scene, which Hannah and Alexis Aho, who plays Belle, had to work out on Thursday, and they did a really great job.
Okay. Alexis Aho, one of our finest actresses, young actress in the Copper Country, has already had or been involved in a number of things so far.
Right.
So if I needed another reason to see the show, Alexis Aho would be it, but I don't need another reason to see the show. This is a collaboration between more than one school.
Correct.
Who's involved?
Lake Linden High School, and technically we included 8th grade through 12th grade. We are a smaller school than Calumet is, and I wanted to be able to bring in some of my middle schoolers. I teach 7th, 8th, and 10th grade English, and so I've got access to these kids, and we pulled a fair amount of 8th graders in to kind of learn the ropes and get involved. And then Calumet High School is 9 through 12, and we've got about 50 students total, about 25 from each school. Lake Linden, though, tended to be more on the technical side. They wanted to be behind the scenes more. We have about 5 or 6 Lake Linden kids actually on the stage, and the rest wanted to do crew, but it was an opportunity they wouldn't have had. I mean, I can't in Lake Linden put on a show with 5 or 6 actors of this caliber and, you know, have 20-some backstage kids, so it's really nice that they can be involved.
Is that normal to have schools working together on a production like this?
No, they don't.
Then why do it differently this time?
So Lake Linden didn't really have much of a drama program. Sarah Perfetti was at Lake Linden for years, and she moved from the area, and I took over their drama program, and there wasn't a lot of interest at the time. And so Dave and I started talking about this, and he was like, you know, I just don't think I have the numbers. And I said, well, what if we collaborate here and, you know, pull in my kids? And I had a meeting just to see where I would be at, and I had a really great turnout, and we just kind of moved forward from there.
Now, my seeing if my memory's working right, Dave Hines, of course, he's done, like, with Houghton Drama Club as well, too? Doesn't he do more than one school?
Nope, he's only done Calumet.
He's only done Calumet. Okay, yep. So I must be thinking.
You're thinking of Dave Crowley.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, I was trying to think of. Okay, so that's right, Dave Crowley. And he usually comes in here, and he talks to the DJs, too, when the Houghton Drama Club's got something coming up.
Right. Because
they do a ton of nice productions, too.
Yes.
So that is kind of amazing. This whole area always surprises me with that, and that we don't have the huge schools that some other areas have and what they might have downstate.
Right.
But we see it constantly in both our athletic performances and our academic performances, and then here in the arts, where we're like a cut above up here. There's so much talent in these students, and more than just talent, but a willingness to work, because it takes a lot of dedication to pull something like this off.
Right. And as Jacob was talking about his role, I'm was just kind of sitting here thinking he's selling himself short. Jacob does everything for us backstage. If there is a technical job that we have a question about or design or something, Jacob is our go-to. We had some very difficult prop pieces that needed to be built. I came in one day and Jacob had them completely built. They were done and being painted, you know? So to have someone as driven as Jacob is and incredibly smart and thinking about those things all the time, we're so blessed to have that as part of our program, you know? So it's not just the talent on stage, it's the talent backstage, because without people like Jacob and the amazing crew that we've got, Emily Oya, Jenna Hines, oh, they're going to be mad if I forget all of them. But there's a bunch of kids that work backstage and just do awesome, awesome things for us.
Hannah, so in this role, do you have to sing?
I do.
Okay. And what songs do you sing?
I sing a couple of them. I have How Long Must This Go On, If I Can't Love Her, and then there's reprises of both of those. And then I also sing Something There with Belle. And then there's a transformation song that we sing together as well.
Are these all songs that people would be familiar with if they saw the cartoon, or are they different? Because I don't recognize all those.
No, those are all different.
Okay.
Yeah, the Beast doesn't have any songs in the cartoon, I don't believe.
He sings with Belle, and There's Something More.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only
one.
Otherwise, this is the Broadway version.
Yeah. Okay.
We have the Broadway version songs. Yeah.
Okay, so that is important to note, I guess, because if you're really familiar with the animated version, this is something, you know, a new way to experience it. You know, even though you may be familiar, you know, with the Disney version, but this is kind of a, I don't know, it's another way just to, you know, see the Beauty and the Beast in a, maybe in a way you're not so used to. Now, do you dance?
Not really. I mean, me and Belle do ballroom dancing.
Okay.
During a couple, well, yeah, both of our songs, I think. But other than that, the other songs I sing are sad, and I'm by myself, and I'm depressed, so I'm not really dancing.
Well, ballroom dancing actually is dancing.
Well, yeah.
So, how much time do you have to work on, you know, just memorizing lines, performing with the other actors? What's the schedule like?
Well, most of it, a big part of it, is memorizing your lines. You can't do any characterization or anything until you have them memorized. Everything goes together when everyone knows their lines and they can turn into their character. So once you know your lines and you can get on stage and practice them with everybody, then everything looks right and everything falls together and the play starts to look like a play.
Was acting something that you've been wanting to do?
I actually didn't want to do acting until freshman year when Dave Hines pulled me up into a role. I joined to be on crew, and he was like, hey, we need somebody to fill this part. Will you do it? You're always at practice. You're very dedicated. And I said, sure. And I had really bad stage fright. Well, that got me right over it. And now every show I'm in, I audition for. So,
what grade are you in now?
I'm a junior.
Okay. Do you think you'll continue to act both through your senior year and beyond?
I don't know about beyond. I might, depending on where I go to college and where I go after that, but I'm not quite sure yet.
What do you like about it?
I like being in front of people. I like talking in front of people. I guess communication it's a big part of life, obviously, and it's helped me come out of my shell, and I've made a lot more friends this way, and so that's what I like about it.
This particular show, doing Beauty and the Beast, how does it rank with other things that you've done?
Oh, it's way over the top. I love it. I mean, I never thought that doing a musical was in my reach, but then when Mrs. French and Mr. Hines had told me that they were thinking about doing Beauty and the Beast, I was like, okay, yeah, this is going to be awesome. I can't wait. And then I auditioned, and I ended up getting the Beast, and here we are.
How was that for you when you were casted as the Beast?
I have only been casted as male characters, except for last year when I played a witch, so.
There's a reason behind all of this, too, though. So, to be fair, we typically have far more females audition than males. And Luke Coopery, who plays Gaston, was just not right to play the Beast. And he was our only other strong male lead that we could have had. And we always ask them at auditions, would you mind playing a male or female role? And we usually talk to them before we officially put it down so that they know and nobody's upset or anything. But Hannah expressed, even at auditions, she wanted to be the Beast. it was a no-brainer for us, really.
That's not a problem unique to, you know, high school drama. Even the Calumet Players oftentimes, you know, cast a female in the role of a male in order to, you know, complete the cast and have to do it. What's funny is that you go back a number of years, there was, well, if you go back far enough, women weren't allowed to act, and men always played the parts, including the female parts.
Right.
So, kind of come around full circle here. So, we have a lot going on. How big is the crew you work with, Jacob? Behind the scenes.
I'd say our crew is about 20 to 25 people, about. So, right now, we're just working on finishing up our facades and a lot of our props we're doing. Figuring out how we're going to do things like the rose, stuff like that right now.
Now, you can just whisper this to me so you don't have to offend Hannah, but do you guys work harder behind the camera or do the people in front of the camera, or not, well, off the stage as far as on the stage, work harder?
Well, I'd say crew and actors are about even. We both do about an even amount of work and we're about as important to the show as each other.
That was so diplomatic.
Yeah, good. I'm going to say good answer. You got a good role as a press secretary coming up, if that's what you ever wanted to do. What type of skills? We've heard about yours here from Heather, but what type of skills does everybody else bring as far as what they can do?
Well, really, you can bring any kind of skills to the technical side of theater. Anything from strength, working up on the fly lofts, to painting the sets, construction, building props, anything really. If you know technical side, like using a computer, working with sound equipment, we use all those skills. All that goes into the show.
Now, outside of drama, do you use these skills anywhere else?
I do a lot of woodworking at home, and I'm in Science Olympiad, some building things like that. So the skills I acquire in drama club, I really do use in other parts of my life as well.
How do you think what you've learned from being in drama club is going to help you as you move on?
Well, drama club really helps me with skills that I'll use in life. Like, even though I'm not on stage, it helps me with speaking. It helps me learn technical skills that I can use perhaps if I go into a job field with theater or performing arts, anything like that. The technical side of theater is a highly sought-out job.
Now, Heather, from an educator's point of view, what have you, you know, how do you see when they start off, like when Hannah is in ninth grade and starting and doing, just getting involved in drama? I know you probably weren't involved with her, but just in general. And over the years, you see them grow and come out of that shell and into their own, the value of that as far as part of the rest of their education.
It's not even something you can put a price on or a value on. Dave and I directed shows at Calumet together for 10 years, and we have several students that we're in contact with, you know, still Facebook, all that good stuff, that have continued to move on and do community theater and do shows downstate. One student in my mind sticks out, Anessa Johnson. She started probably her sophomore year at Calumet, you know, did some smaller roles because she was a sophomore, not real experienced. And, you know, by the end, she was in these huge roles and singing and doing amazing things, went on to college, went into performing arts. And, you know, every time I look on Facebook, I feel like I'm seeing her share a show that she's in downstate. Some of the kids that have, you know, graduated but haven't moved on into anything, excuse me, like that, they still use those skills. Alex Westcott was a student of mine. I even had her student teaching, and she went on to also be a teacher and, you know, says the things that she learned in drama club, working together, the way that you speak to people, your tone, everything is something that she uses every day. So, you know, there's all kinds of benefits to them to be in it.
We hear similar things from the athletic side of education. They say because, you know, those that are involved in sports, they learn things like dedication, hard work, teamwork, just a grittiness, and those things transfer over into academics. At least that's the argument.
Right.
And it sounds like you're saying really kind of the same thing, that this is an art form.
Right.
Drama is an art form, but it can also benefit the individual and help with their education.
Absolutely. you know, some kids are just not confident in what they're doing or confident in what they can do, and being in a show and seeing it, you know, through completion and have that applause at the end and know you did something good, I mean, that can do so much for your self-esteem. So, I mean, even being part of the crew, you know, I mean, I'm always blown away by the things that they do and the leadership that they have to, you know, bring to the table. I mean, sometimes if it weren't for Jacob sometimes, because at practices we frequently wind up breaking into two groups. Crew kind of does their thing and is getting stuff set up for us, and they're building things, putting things together, getting props. And, you know, I'm running practice with the cast and I've got them doing things, and I can put the entire crew part of it into Jacob's hands and let him do that. You know, Dave is up in the fly lofts and hanging these elaborate drops that we have rented and dealing with six boxes of costumes that we ordered. And, you know, he's able to run around and do all the different parts. I can focus on something. Jacob can focus on something. There's a massive amount of teamwork. I mean, just like any sport, there's no way we could bring one production together without all working together.
And the push, therefore, STEM education, a lot of people always say it should be STEAM,
right?
So that we don't overlook the arts and the value that arts give, both in drama but on music and other artistic expressions, because there is such a value to that.
Right.
The Beauty and the Beast will be performed at the Calumet Theater on April 8th and 9th. This is maybe a collective question, but when the audience comes to see Beauty and the Beast, tell me about the experience they're going to have when they see this show.
From the audience point of view, I'd expect for you to be swept away by what we're doing and what you're going to experience when you come into that theater.
You're going to fall in love with it. You're going to want to come see it again. If you see it the first night, you got two more chances to come see it on Saturday.
Okay. April 8th, the show is at 7 p.m. On the 9th, it's at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. When we choose to do something like this, we go all out. The sets are elaborate. The backdrops are elaborate. The costumes are incredibly elaborate. Special effects, sound effects, everything is done 110%. It's awesome. Mm.
Have you seen something close to a dress rehearsal yet?
Not a full dress rehearsal. The only downfall to what we've been doing in this time of year is there's a lot of sports wrapping up. And, you know, Lake Linden was in the playoffs for basketball, so we lost our cheerleaders that were on crew. We had quite a few members that were, you know, like extras in the cast, and they were part of sports too. And we work around all these different things. RO has things going on. The Calumet High School Band is in Florida, so we're missing that huge crew. You know, it's this amalgamation. And really, this upcoming week, starting Monday, is what we refer to as Hell Week. It is late nights at the theater. It is run through after run through after run through. And, yeah, they'll probably do the show at least 35 times by Friday. So,
any concerns?
No. Dave and I have done this long enough where we just tell ourselves at this point, it always comes together, because it does. I mean, we put it into the hands of the kids, Hannah and Jacob and Alexis and Jenna, and, you know, there's things they're going to have to just step up and do this week that we can't do for them. You know, the acting parts are really working on the music, and we have faith in them. We wouldn't do it if we didn't, so...
Do tickets need to be bought in advance, or are they only at the door?
Not at all. You can buy them at the door. You can buy them in advance if you want.
Okay.
Yep, it's just general admission, so seating it. I believe the doors open a half hour before the show. So,
Hannah, from an actress's point of view, do you have a preference on performing the first, middle, or last show?
I like the first one, because you're giddy and excited, and it's the first time that you're going to show the public, and you want to know what they're going to feel about it, and you're not sure yet. So,
okay. Usually, I've heard that the final show, all the pressure's off, and it's like oh, and then everything just goes right. Where first time through it is when you kind of learn from the mistakes, and then the second it's kind of getting there, and then the last one it's like because you know this is it. This is just a good time. But I'm looking forward to this so much. I'm definitely going to come out and see this. Beauty and the Beast at the Calumet Theater, April 8th and 9th. You can buy the tickets in advance or at the door. Joining me on this segment was Heather French. She's a Lake Linden High School English teacher. She's the co-director along with David Hines for this program. And also I have Hannah and Jacob here who are representing Calumet High School. Congratulations on this. And or I should say, I don't want to, because you don't want to say good luck. So
you always say break a leg.
Yep. So, but I'll say congratulations in advance because I know you're going to do extremely well and I can't wait to see it. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Cover Country Today. We'll be right back.